Hello.
Hello.
My name's Kate Rolls and I'm interviewing you for the Wellcome Trust. So you're taking part in Anthony Gormley's artwork, One Another.
That's right.
The date today is the 28th of August 2009 and the time is 2:20 p.m. If I can please ask you to say your full name, your age and where you come from.
My name's Carl Jones, I'm 45 and I come from Stourbridge in the West Midlands.
Lovely. And how are you today?
Very well, a little apprehensive but very well. Thank you for asking.
And can I ask, first of all, what was it that motivated you to apply to be part of One Another?
I had an email from Artichoke, which I received quite late in the evening after maybe too much wine. I thought, that sounds like a good idea, and put my name down. Never really expected to get picked, so it was a real surprise when I did.
And when you found out that you had got a place on the plinth, how did you decide to spend your hour?
I fairly quickly thought that I'd like to do something for charity. I know it's an art event and I think that's really important, but I thought, I don't see why the two couldn't exist side by side. And initially I thought maybe balloons, but then I realised that a lot of people were using helium balloons. And before I'd really thought it through, I mentioned to a few too many people that maybe I could do a sponsored painting. And as I say, I think I mentioned that to a few too many people and it sort of ran away with itself. And really before I thought through the practicalities, that's what I was doing, with the money going to a local children's hospice.
Okay, so is that what you're going to do on the plinth?
That's what I'm going to do on the plinth. I'm going to do a painting or something. I'll see while I'm up there. Some people have asked me to do bird drop-ins. We'll see. And people have sponsored me so far. They've sponsored a brushstroke, effectively. I think we've raised about £300 so far. And then the actual painting itself, a local art gallery in Stourbridge have kindly offered to try and sell it, again with all the money going to the hospice. Yeah.
Fantastic. And what the decision to do a painting, is that because you're a painter anyway?
I like painting, but I'm not very good at it, unfortunately. I think I was quite conscious that I wanted to do something that was still within the spirit of an art project, and that seemed to sit together quite nicely. I remembered a while ago the appeal for saving the Blue Reaper, I think it was, the painting, and then that was like sponsoring a brushstroke, and that seemed like a fairly nice way to tie the two things together. I do like painting, not very good at painting, but yeah, I'll give it a bash. What's the worst that can happen?
And the hospice that the money for this is going towards. Why did you choose that?
I'm a community children's nurse in Stourbridge, Stourbridge and Dudley, so we cover a fair chunk of the Black Country, really. We're a small team, but we do cover a lot of miles, and we see all sorts of children who are ill. Some have got really, really minor complaints. Some have got things you just don't want to think about, really. And it's those children at that end of the spectrum, where sometimes most of them do very, very well, but on those occasions they don't. Sometimes there are only organisations like the Acorns Hospice that really can offer these children anything at all that's at all useful. And it just seemed like the right thing to do, really, at the time. We've had a few children diagnosed recently that we're seeing with some fairly nasty conditions, and it all just fell together quite nicely from that point of view, that, you know, it would be a way to sort of push a bit of cash their way, really.
And how are you feeling about going up on the plinth now?
A bit apprehensive now. I mean, this chap who's just been up there, he's really well connected, so I'm thinking, oh God, you know, here I am coming. And the girl who's up there now, she's really imaginative with her rocking horse and the train off the back. And I've seen a lot of what people have done on the plinth. I mean, it runs all the way from people doing absolutely nothing at all to being really, really quite adventurous, in my opinion. And I'm hoping I'm somewhere in the middle, doing a bit of something, but it's not going to be completely off the wall. I don't think it's going to be in the papers.
And what kind of experience are you hoping to?
I think it'll be a pretty unique experience, really, and a unique view of Trafalgar Square and what goes on there. And I think, although I've said I won't, I think it'll be quite interesting to read people's perceptions of what I've done while I've been up there, because they're probably going to be completely different to what my perception is of what I've been doing up there. And I know people have some very definite views, which they air quite freely on the blogs and on the internet. Another bottle of wine maybe, and perhaps I'll have a look and see just how it's all come together from their point of view as opposed to mine.
And you mentioned that you're a community children's nurse.
That's right.
How do you find your role in that position, your job?
In the position, in comparison with?
What's your job like?
Oh, right, my job, okay. It's a really good job, it really is. I worked in hospitals for years and years and years, looking after children. But when you start seeing children in their own home, it adds a completely new dimension to what you're doing. And you realise that all this advice that you thought was fantastic that you've been giving to people for all these years is a load of rubbish, because it bears no relationship to how these people live. So when you actually go into the home and you can see exactly what the needs are and how it relates to the family and the setup within the home, you really do feel like you're making a difference. You really do. And there are a few particular things in Dudley where it sounds big-headed to say, but we do make a difference. It may be a small difference, but we do make a difference. Yeah.
And is it important to you to have a job that allows you to make a difference?
I think it is. I don't think you could do this job if it wasn't important to you, really. Or at least a job where you were sort of being fairly altruistic. I mean, there's no money in the job and the hours are rubbish and it knocks your social life around. So, yeah, it's got to be something else that gives you the reward to keep doing it day in, day out. I think it is a particular sort of person. I'm not saying they're all good people, because by golly they're not. But the people who stick at the job, they do tend to have a similar sort of vein running through them. Yeah.
How do you find your work-life balance?
Easier now than it has been for years. My wife's a nurse as well, and there were a few years where it really was, as one of us came into the house, the other one was going out to start a shift. Then we had a daughter. And then we really had to get our act together. We really had to look at how we were doing things, otherwise she'd have been home alone. and it's easier now. I must say, working on the community, it does give you a little bit more autonomy in what you can do. You can be flexible, you can work really late some days in the hope that you can finish a bit earlier on other days. And we abuse that privilege whenever we possibly can.
What about when you're not working, being a community nurse? How do you like to spend your time?
We like art, we like theatre, and thankfully my daughter's of the same mind. So we managed to get out of the family unit, and we do things that we all seem to enjoy at the moment. I'm sure she's a teenager now, so I'm sure in a few years she'll kick against that and she'll want to go to things that I think are completely inappropriate, but there you go. So the fact that I'm involved in an art project is fantastic for us, really, because, to say, it really is something that we enjoy as a family. My daughter's not here today, unfortunately. She's out of the country, but she's watching on the website.
And how did you say a little bit about your upbringing and where you're from?
Oh, right, yeah. I was born in the Black Country, and then fairly quickly whisked down to Somerset for a few years, then whisked back to the Black Country, which seemed a little bit of a mystery, really, because Somerset was really nice. We lived by the sea, it was great. And then back to the Black Country, which is, you have to look hard sometimes to find the nice bits. Went to comprehensive school, went to college, went straight into nursing, trained for 3 years as a nurse. After a few years doing adult nursing, went into children's nursing. And that's pretty much it, really. Got married along the way, had a child along the way, a few cats and some chickens.
What's important to you for your future?
My family is the most important thing for my future, really. And I think my wife would agree that our daughter is the most important thing. That, we'll make sacrifices left, right and centre just to make sure that things are as good as they can be for her, without wanting to buffer her too much from the big bad world. But yeah, that's the most important thing. Yeah.
And is there anything else that you'd like to add about being here today and taking part in one another? Any closing words?
No.
All right, thank you very much.
Thanks a lot.